Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment if you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a health challenge that you need help with. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll be speaking to Sherry Torkos at the bottom of the hour, another cool pharmacist. We had a cool pharmacist on yesterday. Sherry is a Canadian pharmacist, and we are going to talk about her book, The GI Made Simple. Sherry is a former fitness instructor, and she talks a lot about losing weight, weight loss, and cutting your risk of disease using natural and dietary strategies. Another cool pharmacist for you. Sherry Torkos will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to make some money, if you want to work out of your home, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, 866-735-2470 is the number to call. That's 866-735-2470. You can also click on the Join the Team link on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Sherry Torkos is with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk holistic pharmacy with Sherry. She's got a BS in pharmacy. She's an RPA, registered pharmacist in Canada. And we'll talk to Sherry at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so we've been talking about the role of grains and gluten and the relationship of grains and gluten to disease, specifically grain-brain types of diseases, neurological diseases like Parkinson's disease and dementias, Lewy body dementia, and Alzheimer's dementia, also movement disorders, ALS, all these neurological health issues, even non- horrible diseases like depression and anxiety and just mental health challenges. Attention deficit disorder can be associated with grain brain. Not necessarily gluten, though. We get hung up on this term gluten. Just want to think of grains as containing these anti-nutrient substances in general, and seeds in general. Now, if you sprout a seed, if you add water to a seed, you can deactivate some of these substances, but that's not what most of us are doing. Most of us are just eating the grains. It's not just gluten, it's the grains. In fact, anything that causes a leaky gut or induces an immune response at the level of the intestine or in the circulatory system can cause this condition. And that includes, by the way, fats, particularly fried fats and distorted fats that we find in processed foods. Things like potato chips and french fries are especially egregious sources of these distorted fats.
there's some interesting chemistry that's associated with fats and starches that makes the combination somewhat irresistible. Think about all the foods that we get addicted to or that we can't stop eating, things like potato chips and corn chips and French fries and various crackers. And these are all foods that have a combination of oil and starch. What happens is starchy foods, if you look at a starchy food like a potato, we'll take a potato for example, although any starchy food can have this kind of property, but if you take a potato and you look at it under a microscope, you'll see a lot of little cavities, a lot of little holes. That's one of the characteristic features of a starchy food. It has a lot of holes in it. And when you take a slice of potato with all these microscopic holes and you dip it in hot oil, and then you pull that potato, that slice of potato, that chip of potato out of the hot oil, the oil will coagulate and harden in the microscopic holes. And that creates a very interesting food texture that human beings find irresistible. That fat that's in the, that goes into the holes hardens, and it creates this kind of crunching effect when the food is broken, when the chip is broken or the French fry is broken. And this combination of hard fats that are kind of trapped in these little microscopic holes and starches creates foods that human beings just can't get enough of. We're addicted to the crispy, crunchy nature of a chip because it's just, it has this combination of two foods that human beings can't get enough of, fats and starch, fats and sugar. And then if you throw salt on into the mix, then you get three flavors that human beings can't get enough of. You get sugar, which is what starch is. You get fat, and then you get salt. And the combination of sugar, fat, and salt is absolutely impossible to resist for human beings. And those are the foods that cause us the most problems. If you find yourself addicted to these kinds of foods, there's ways to hack into your addictive drives. For example, if you eat a bunch of quality fat, if you ingest, say, Udo's Blend, which is a nutritional oil that I talk about a lot, or any nutritional oil. It's got omega-6s and omega-3s. It's got essential fatty acids in them. They're available pretty readily in health food store. Barleans makes one, and I like Udo's Blend. That's my favorite, but there's different ones. If you ingest enough of those, you're not going to want French fries because you will have had enough fat. Or if you drink Celtic sea salt water, if you take some Celtic sea salt and put it in water and drink it down, you're not going to want to have any salt because you will have met your body's need for salt. Somebody puts some French fries or potato chips in front of you, you're not going to want to eat it. And then if you're trying to get off of starches, there's a very interesting relationship between protein and starch or protein and sugar. And the more protein you have, the more you meet your protein needs, the less likely you're going to be to want sugar. So by hacking into your protein, your drive for protein, in other words, eating more protein or amino acids, especially an amino acid called glutamine, you will naturally find yourself less driven to ingest starchy sweet foods. You can hack into your cravings if you can't seem to bypass them if you're addicted to the French fries and the chips, etc. Now, it's much easier to get French fries and chips than it is to get quality protein. And that's why most of us just go for the French fries and the chips. They're everywhere. But if you just find yourself addicted to these foods and you want to wean yourself away from them, if you want to break the addiction, hack into your drives by using Celtic sea salt to replace your desire for salt, protein and amino acids, especially branched chain amino acids, and the amino acid glutamine, which you'll find in whey protein, by the way. And that will help you wean yourself off of starchy, sugary foods. And then as far as the salt goes, get yourself, or the sugar goes, I'm sorry, the fat goes, get yourself some Udo's Blend or some Barleans and do a couple tablespoons full, even 3 tablespoons full, before you feel like eating fatty foods, starchy, fatty processed foods like potato chips or French fries, and you'll find that they are less desirable, hacking into your drives instead of trying to fight them off with your willpower. All right, so these fats, in any case, that was a little digression, but these fats are, these fried fats and these distorted fats are a major cause of something that we don't really talk about a lot, or we don't talk about as being related to these fats, and that is leaky gut. You don't really think, most people don't think of fried fats as being associated with leaky gut, but they are. In fact, they're one of the major causes of leaky gut, fried and processed and distorted fats, which induce an inflammatory response at the level of the intestine. Gluten does the same thing, and most people know about gluten, but did you know that French fried fat will do that? In fact, any fried fats will also induce this inflammatory response that will make the cells of the intestine distort and induce what is called leaky gut syndrome. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Lines open for you, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in just a moment. Sherry Torkos will be with us at the bottom of the hour. She's a holistic pharmacist from Canada. We're going to talk about the GI Mates, her book, The GI Made Simple, The Proven Way to Lose Weight, Boost Energy, and Cut Your Risk of Disease with Sherry Torkos. And we'll get your calls here in just a sec. And we'll continue talking about intestinal permeability issues, also known as leaky gut syndrome, and its relationship to fried fats and to various neurological health issues, as we've been talking about for the last few weeks, actually, on the Bright Side. I want to read a couple of stories, actually just one story here, and then we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010. This is from JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Neurology. It turns out Parkinson's disease may be related to where you live. New study has found that living on a busy street can increase your risk of Parkinson's disease by 1.5 times due to bad air quality. Quote, the development of Parkinson's may be promoted by exposure to air pollution, unquote, says Sun Ju Chung, PhD professor at the University of Ulsan College of Medicine in Seoul and one of the study's authors. Turns out that this issue between air pollution and dementia is also associated, air pollution I should say, is also associated with immune problems. And it may be that all this noise we're hearing, at least we were hearing for the past year about viral infections, may be related to poor air quality. Poor air quality is associated clearly with COPD and lung infections, but now we know that neurological issues and the immune system are also involved, are also some of the things that can be caused by poor air quality. If you're living on a busy street or in a busy city, and you're unfortunately subject to air pollution and some of the problems associated with air pollution, there are nutritional supplements you can use. Vitamin C is especially important for the respiratory tract. So is vitamin E. So is the mineral selenium. And don't forget your essential fatty acids, which play a major role in quieting down, quenching inflammation, especially inflammation in the respiratory tract. And that's the omega-3 fatty acids especially. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to our friend and regular caller, Chris. What's up, Chris? Excuse me. What's going on, man? Chris. Do we have Chris? I don't hear you, Chris. I'm going to put you back on hold, and we'll get to Rob. Hang tight, Chris. We'll get you next. I know where you went there. Rob, are you there?
Hi, Rob. Hi.
Hello. Hey, what's going on, Rob? I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm coming back. Had health problems. I'm actually repairing myself. That's good. Not what I'm talking about today.
Right.
I'm reaching out to our Bright Side Longevity team today. I want to discuss this keratosis congenita, so-called genetic defect, bone marrow. We have to help out a 3-year-old girl suffering from this right now in Ontario.
That's something people are born with. You're talking about dyskeratosis congenita. Congenita simply refers to a birth defect. Congenital meaning birth defect, and it is dyskeratosis is pretty awful. As the name implies, it involves degeneration of the skin surface. It's really awful. And it is due to it has to do with blood cells and the inability to make blood cells because of bone marrow failure, and it's really unfortunate. These inborn errors, they call them inborn errors of metabolism, and these are things where the genes are just off. They're very rare; they don't occur very much. You know, there's a little confusion between these inborn errors of metabolism and genetic issue, health issues, and this idea that Dr. Wallach talks about a lot that there's no genetic diseases. Right? Sometimes people say, well, what do you mean there's no genetic disease? What about dyskeratosis congenita? Well, what Doc Wallach means is that there's no genetic diseases that are not caused by some kind of nutritional deficiency. In other words, in the womb, the genes, the DNA, needs to have nutrition. In order for the genes to develop correctly, the environment, the womb environment that the fetus is developing in, has to have all the nutrients. It has to be clean. There can't be a lot of toxicity. If there's any imbalances, nutritional deficiencies, toxicities, etc., in the womb, the DNA itself can become damaged. And if that occurs, you've got a problem. You're not going to nutriate that away. You're not going to nutriate an inborn error of metabolism or a congenital condition with nutritional supplements. It's really, really tough to do. That being said, there are still things she can do. Now, is she, this you said she's 3 years old?
Yes.
Is she breastfeeding?
I do not have that information. Yeah. I will find that out.
What she has to do is the same thing everybody has to do, and that is make sure she's getting, and even extra, because she's an infant, she needs extra nutrients, especially fats.
Yes.
Especially the fatty nutrients, essential fatty. And this is, if she's breastfeeding, mom should be doing this, so it comes out in the breast milk. Vitamin A, critical for the development of keratin. Essential fatty acids as anti-inflammatory and also for keratin. Minerals like zinc and magnesium and copper and selenium are all important. Vitamin D is important. The sun is the best place to get vitamin D, but with this kind of skin condition, it's going to be hard for her to get out in the sun. So fish oil, vitamin D supplements perhaps. She's going to want to work with somebody who's a professional. This is kind of out of the realm of just a mom, you know, who doesn't have a lot of nutritional or health background working with that. It's just really tough to deal with, and unfortunately when you have an inborn error of metabolism, longevity is not good. And it's a sad thing for a parent to have to deal with and a kid to have to deal with, but there's not much you could do when there's a genetic health issue except make absolutely sure, we all have to do this, but when you have an inborn error of metabolism, a genetic issue, you got to make 100,000 times more, pay more attention to nutritional supplementation and eliminating, staying away from foods, not just eliminating problem foods, but staying away from the sugar, the processed foods, the fried fats, all the things we all have to do, but she has to do it with 1,000 times more vigilance, or the parent has to do it with 1,000 times more vigilance. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, just like your intro, Ontario is a junk food community, but that's what we're here for, to start reversing that.
Yes.
We have to support this family with proper guidance in that respect. They're waiting. They're trying to look for T cell donors right now, which might be we have to support her with our longevity team right now too, as well too. So that's what we're here for.
It's really heartbreaking condition. Rob, are you still interested in building a business out there in Ontario?
I'm under you right now.
Oh, you already are. Okay, good.
I'm part of the Bright Side team. Yes,
that's
I wouldn't
awesome.
Go with anyone else.
Well, let me help you out. If you need three-way calls, or you need me to help you out in any way, I'm happy to do it.
Yes, and if anyone else here in Ontario wants to join under us, to support them as well too. We're building a Bright Side.
Send your email.
Material.
Give people your email. Get out your email, Rob.
I told you that.
No, give it out now.
The Natural Health Connection at gmail.com.
Is it the or just Natural Health Connection?
The Natural Health Connection at gmail.com.
Awesome. Thanks for everything you're doing, Rob. I really appreciate you. Have a beautiful day.
Thanks, Ben. Right. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, man. All right, let me see if I can get Chris back on here. Chris, are you there? Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Chris, I don't know what happened to you, but we're going to run out of time. Do you have something quick?
No, I'll just call tomorrow.
Okay, I apologize, Chris. All right, that's it for this segment. We've got Sherry Torkos coming up in our next segment, author of the book, The GI Made Simple, holistic pharmacist, Sherry Torkos, RPH, coming up on The Bright Side right after this.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration at the state's southern border to augment additional resources to efforts addressing the humanitarian crisis at the border. This as new video shows smugglers abandoning a five-year-old alone at the Texas border. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes the administration is not doing enough to secure the border.
I mean, they created this mess. It's almost as if it's intentional because they undid the Trump policies. The president won't go to the border. The vice president won't go to the border. When Secretary Mayorkas went to the border, he wouldn't let the press in the facility. So it's like they want to stick their head in the sand and hope the country doesn't notice.
President Biden set to deliver remarks on Wednesday from the White House regarding the latest efforts in the nation's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is ripping the U.S. Army on social media for a new ad calling them woke and emasculated. The Texas Republican retweeting a video comparing a Russian military ad featuring muscle-bound men shooting rifles centering on a female soldier with two moms. Cruz also telling Fox News,
"The men and women of our military, our soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines, are the toughest, most ferocious and effective fighting force on the face of the planet. They are the reason we are free. They are the reason we have our rights. And what we're seeing is we're seeing Democratic politicians and these woke lefty bureaucrats and lefty media reporters trying to destroy the American military, trying to turn it into, frankly, a bunch of pansies."
Reacting to Cruz's comments, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on CNN.
"It is not too soft. It will never be too soft. I think our adversaries would like to capitalize on talking points like that, or, you know, the Chinese, the Russians. I welcome them to do that, because what this department, what Lloyd Austin is focused on is the defense of our nation."
NASCAR announcing on Tuesday that the Phoenix Raceway will once again host a NASCAR Championship weekend, November 4th through the 6th, 2022. This will be the third straight year the Phoenix Raceway has hosted the championship finale. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine and 11 years of daily programs, lots of great health information at brightsideben.com. Also, check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, and we've got lots of videos as well as news stories and blog posts at criticalhealthnews.com. All our websites have great health information, always free, as well as the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase products right off the website. You can also call 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Brightside Ben team if you want to start a home-based business, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price. Call 866-735-2470. 2470, 866-735-2470 and ask about joining the Brightside Ben team. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including acne, dry skin, psoriasis, eczema, and for the prevention of post-surgical scarring. What I discovered was health equals beauty. No surprise there. When you create a healing product, you also get a beauty product, and that's why we have going on 2,000 four- and five-star reviews. You can take a look at those at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com, or you can purchase our pharmacist-formulated Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our second cool pharmacist of the week. Yesterday we talked to a cool pharmacist from New Zealand. Today we're going to talk to Sherry Torkos, who is a holistic pharmacist from Canada. Her book is The GI Made Simple, The Proven Way to Lose Weight, Boost Energy, and Cut Your Risk of Disease. I love talking to holistic pharmacists. I've been a rogue pharmacist myself for 30 years since I graduated pharmacy school, and I discovered the impotency of prescription medicine for healing and reversing the health challenges that we're dealing with. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Sherry Torkos, RPH. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi, good morning, Ben. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, and thank you for being a cool pharmacist and for coming on the Bright Side as well. I appreciate that. So you
practice. It's always nice to speak to somebody like-minded.
Yes, it is. And you know what? It used to be rare, but it's becoming less and less rare, I'm noticing, that there's more and more cool. You're a young cool pharmacist. You look young. You graduated, I assume, way after I did. I graduated in 1986. So you practice in Canada? Do you practice literally, or are you doing just your book and your speaking?
Yeah. Right? No, I actually just took a break from practicing, but up until January this year, I was in, you know, a regular practice, and we're only a few years apart. I graduated in 92.
Okay.
And, I went to school in Philadelphia, and it sounds kind of, our stories
no
may
way.
Be a little similar in that I went to pharmacy school, and then after I started practicing, I'm like, wait a second here, there's more to health and wellness than all these drugs.
Right.
You know, I was always interested in the supplements, and I take a lot of supplements myself, and actually kind of really got turned on to taking supplements and nutritional therapies because I suffered with celiac disease for a long time undiagnosed. And then, you know, the light bulb goes on and you realize that, wow, you know, just making some dietary changes, taking supplements, that can do a whole lot for you. So that's kind of my path and how I got into holistic pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. Now you went to the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
That's like one of the all-time great. It may be the all-time great pharmacy school.
Yeah, I'm super proud of my school. I mean, it's where it all began. In the 1800s, all the founders of pharmacy got together and started my school. So really rich heritage, very geared towards, you know, empowering us to be good pharmacists, genuinely caring about people's health and wellness. I would say the one thing that may be a little bit lacking back when I was in school in the 80s was courses on phytotherapy, nutritional medicine. There was a little bit here and there, but I know now that this is part of, you know, the curriculum at many of the schools, which is a good thing.
Well, you know, you Philadelphia College of Pharmacy obviously has this great heritage and legacy, and it's, I think, it may be the oldest pharmacy school, but it's also the belly of the beast in a certain kind of way. I mean, it is the center of orthodox pharmacotherapy or pharmacomedicine. Did you find yourself going rogue in pharmacy school? Like, when I was in pharmacy school, I was troubled by this idea of masking symptoms and side effects and toxicity. Did you find yourself troubled in pharmacy school by the pharmacomedical model, or was it after you graduated?
Well, no, during school life, I just found it interesting. So the focus was always on, okay, disease, this is the drug, disease, drug. Very little attention was spent on prevention. And, you know, at the time, really not a lot of pharmacists had interest and initiative in working with people towards prevention. I think part of it is our compensation remuneration model,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
pharmacists are typically paid to dispense drugs. And, you know, when you step away from the dispensing counter and you start talking to people about nutrition and quitting smoking and exercising and managing your stress, there's no compensation for that typically, unless you're doing, you know, fee for service for some of these other things. But, you know, getting into the supplements, I mean, there's definitely money to be made in the supplement industry, but it's all about, to me, being you know, sincere about and genuinely caring about people's health. Not, you know, I've never been one to just say, oh, you should take, you know, these 10 supplements. I really look at what's most important, what's science-based and research-based. And, I mean, thankfully today, if you look at some of the, just the research that's going on right now on, you know, probiotics and prebiotics, and, which I know we're going to talk about a little bit later, but there's just so much good science being done right now on supplements. It's exciting.
Yeah, and you know, I like that you mentioned probiotics, prebiotics, because in the 90s, it didn't really, we never really heard of probiotics until the 90s. I don't even, if you graduated in 92, I don't even know if you heard about it in pharmacy school. Probably wasn't until after, or did you hear about probiotics?
No, I never, I actually, you know, I really didn't know a lot about probiotics until you know, maybe a couple of years after I graduated. I think it was just, you know, kind of starting to catch on. And, of course, a lot of the early research was done in Europe. And, you know, but when you look at just fermented foods and beneficial bacteria, like thousands of years, you know, different cultures around the world, like the Egyptians, ancient Egyptians were, you know, making their form of yogurt. And now fast forward thousands of years later, there's...
Yeah.
Some really good science showing that probiotics are good for gut health, immune system support,
brain health,
and brain health, and even weight management, which is you know, something that I end up doing a lot of consultations on, because I just, you know, I've written books on weight management, weight loss, and I just find so many people are struggling, especially with the pandemic and the lack of activity and the increased eating. Weight loss is a you know, big issue for a lot of people.
So you're a fitness expert too. You're a fitness guru in addition to being a pharmacist and a GI expert and supplement and a holistic pharmacist, etc. You also talk about exercise. Tell us a little bit about the relationship of a sedentary lifestyle to some of these disease states, and also to COVID and COVID infection. What is the relationship between sitting and infectious diseases and viral infections?
Well, you know, sitting, we can think of sitting as just as bad for our health as smoking, really. We have become so sedentary because gyms have been closed and people have been hunkering down and sheltering in place and not getting exercise and getting depressed and eating more. But when we just look at the activity of just, well, not activity, but being sedentary, just sitting at your computer, I mean, it's difficult. Your back hurts, your backside hurts, it's bad for your neck, your shoulders, and it just leads to a plethora of health problems. Even, you know, staring at the computer, you've got eye strain as well. So I do have some tips and suggestions how we can get active even on sedentary days.
We'll talk. We got to take a break, Sherry, but when we come back, four ways to reverse the sedentary trend in our slow-paced lifestyle. Sherry Torkos is with us, holistic pharmacist from Canada. More with Sherry on the Bright Side right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sherry Torkos, holistic pharmacist and former fitness instructor and author of The GI Made Simple, a proven way to lose weight, boost energy, and cut your risk of disease. I definitely want to talk about GI health. It's a big topic on the bright side, Sherry. But before we get to that, you have four ways to reverse the sedentary trend in our current slower-paced lifestyle. Give us those four ways.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, the first is to add some quick exercise, little bits of activity to your otherwise sedentary day. So if you're stuck behind a computer, back-to-back Zoom meetings, and you're just like, what do I do? Like, I'm just not feeling great. There's some exercises you can do even from your desk. You can do push-ups using putting your hands against the edge of your desk, pushing your body weight away from your desk. You can do tricep dips if you have fixed armrests on your chair. When you're sitting, you can do calf raises, shoulder rows. I do like tilting your head side to side, making sure you're aware of what's going on with your neck and your positioning. A lot of people I find are getting stressed and finding that their necks are really sore and tight. So when you can do those at your desk, but also when you have like 10 minutes, that's all it takes, 10 minutes, step away from your desk. You can run on the spot. You can do jumping jacks. You can do power squats, lunges, go up and down the stairs. If you can do 10-minute bursts of activity three times a day, there's 30 minutes together, and that's going to have a huge impact on improving your circulation, your blood flow, energizing your mind, your body. You're going to feel better, and it's going to help with your weight. So that's number one. Number two is add a prebiotic to your probiotic. So we were talking before about probiotics, and I think a lot of people know probiotics are good for gut health, for immune health. But there are some ways you can up the benefits of your probiotic by adding a prebiotic. That combination is called a symbiotic. They have a symbiotic relationship.
I hadn't heard that term, symbiotic.
Yeah,
okay.
Symbiotic.
And you're talking about fiber. You're talking about fiber, basically. Is that right?
That's
is a prebiotic?
Right. Yeah, so certain prebiotics, the prebiotics that we naturally can get them in certain foods like asparagus, bananas, artichokes, dandelion greens, but most people don't get enough of those foods on a daily basis. So if you take a pre-probiotic combination, and the one that I take, it's by Wakanaga, it's called Pro Plus Symbiotic. It has clinically studied probiotics and prebiotics. And the reason this is helpful for weight management is the prebiotics, They actually will help to make you feel more full. They improve something called satiety, which is our feeling of fullness. They also have a positive impact on metabolism, and there's been some preliminary clinical research showing they can reduce abdominal fat. So target the belly fat, which is a big issue for a lot
of
people.
That's a big issue. Hey, let me just interrupt you real quick?
Yeah.
So with the prebiotic, I assume you're talking about fiber, is that right? And then if you are talking about fiber, are you making a distinction between soluble fiber and insoluble fiber?
Right. These prebiotic fibers, the one that is in the Pro Plus Symbiotic that I mentioned.
Is it inulin, probably?
Yeah. Well, no, it's an alpha-glucoligosaccharide. It's made by an enzymatic process. There are inulin. That is another prebiotic fiber, Jerusalem artichoke. They're different prebiotic fibers, but this one, which is called BioEcoLens, the reason this one in particular caught my eye is that it has some really good science behind it showing that it can help improve digestive comfort. So people that have different types of irritable bowel, it can also help, again, with weight management, optimize what's going on in the digestive tract. And there's actually been studies as well showing that it does improve the diversity and the growth of those probiotics, because that's really what prebiotics do. They feed the probiotics.
Nice.
So think of that symbiotic. It's going to help with weight management, plus good for gut health, immune system. So that was number two.
Sorry to interrupt you, but you're raising some interesting points here. Any issues with FODMAPs for that? Like people who are on the low FODMAPs diet?
No. I think that should be fine, actually, for people, because there are a lot of people that are following those diets for, you know, irritable bowel with Crohn's colitis, celiac disease, and
SIBO.
I think this one in particular could be really helpful.
Nice.
So,
okay, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt
that
you.
One.
Number
yeah,
three?
No, no. No, this is good. Number three is the glycemic index, the GI.
Uh-huh.
So I love the glycemic index. Keeps it simple. You know, people need to think about avoiding or minimizing those quick-release carbs. We always hear that white bread is bad for us, but also, you know, other refined processed grains and starches, you know, they break down so quickly in your body into sugar, raises your blood sugar, insulin levels, causes a whole hormonal cascade in your body that's not good if you're trying to lose weight. Plus, when you eat quick-release carbs, you don't have energy for a long period of time. It's like a quick release, and then boom, your blood sugar drops down, you're tired. So think about slow-release carbs. They're low in the glycemic index. So the multigrain, high fiber, vegetables and beans, legumes, things like that, they have a lower glycemic index. And then also adding some protein and fats, healthy fats, to your meals will also slow the glycemic response.
Nice.
So you're better off basically, say, if you're having a whole grain toast in the morning, put some peanut butter on it, something with some healthy proteins and fats, that's going to slow the release, versus just having, say, toast with, you know, whatever, butter or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and number
so
four?
That was number three. Number four is to gain more sleep to lose more weight.
Yeah. Well, so many people have insomnia, though. It's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
But so many people, you know, the mattress commercials that are out there and the pillow commercials that are out there and the sleeping pill commercials, you know, it seems like we're obsessed. And I think, are you in Canada or in the United States? Do you practice in Canada?
I'm in Canada.
So do you have the same problem there with insomnia
being
an epidemic? What's going on?
Huge problem. And I think because we're all very stressed out and people are packing more into their days, and with the electronics, people are on their devices. The blue light is so bad. If you're scrolling through Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and reading the news on your device, because we used to like look at newspapers, but now everyone's on devices, that is stimulating to your brain, and it really impacts your ability to fall asleep and get a good night's sleep. So put the devices away, do things that are relaxing in the evening, have a bath, do some yoga stretches, deep breathing, read a book, something nice and calm, have some chamomile tea. There's other supplements that
I recommend. A warm bath? Did you say
warm bath? Yeah, warm bath with Epsom salts, maybe a little lavender Epsom salts. That's my happy spot for relaxation.
Nice.
And then stretches too.
Go ahead. Stretches before you go to bed?
Stretches, because during the day we tighten up our muscles when we're on our computer and our neck and our shoulders. If you stretch for just like, I don't know, 2-3 minutes before bed and then do it again in the morning, you're going to find that that's going to actually make you feel a lot better.
That's awesome advice. What do you think about a workout before you go to bed, like a quick workout or like a power, like a push-ups or something like that, like weight-bearing exercises before you go to bed?
Yeah, nothing too intense before because it's actually stimulating. So stretches are okay before bed, but if you're going to do more vigorous forms of activity, like moderate intensity, better to do that earlier in the day. I wouldn't do that, say, later in the evening because it does have a stimulatory effect and could impact your ability to fall asleep. So do your cardio, your exercises that are involving, like, say, biking or walking or push-ups or things that are getting your heart racing. Do those earlier in the day and then save the stretches and the relaxation stuff for bedtime.
What about eating? Like, how soon, eating before you go to bed or how soon before you go to bed should you end your eating for the day? Is there any impact between food intake and sleep?
Yeah, certain foods can actually stimulate responses in the body that can negatively impact sleep. So I usually tell people to try not to have any caffeinated beverages, so no soda, things like that before bed. Even alcohol, minimize that. You might think it makes you feel relaxed.
A little wine before you go to bed? No, not even a little wine?
Wine with dinner, but not right before bed.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's going to disappoint a lot
of
people.
And then, like if you want a little snack, if you're hungry in the evening, just keep it light and simple and stay away from, things that have a lot of, sugar obviously is not a good thing to have before bedtime.
What's your take on melatonin?
Well, I use melatonin for certain people, circumstances. The challenge with melatonin is people respond to it, I find, so individually. Some people find it really helps them, and other people get such vivid, crazy dreams, and some people wake up the next day feeling really tired and groggy. So you have to be careful with melatonin, the dose, the format, and I tend to really just recommend it for people traveling, working shift work. There are other herbs that I like, actually. Valerian and hops are great, a little GABA, and magnesium. I take a drink before bed that has that, and I find it helpful.
Sherry, we're out of time. You have so much more to say. I hope you'll come on again.
I will.
That'd be great.
Check out my website, sherrytorkas.com, and also probiotics.com, where I serve as an advisor.
Awesome. SherryTorkas.com and probiotics.com. Will you hang on the line, Sherry, so I can say goodbye to you? Don't go away. All right. That was Sherry Torkos, SherryTorkas.com, probiotics.com, and her book is The GI Made Simple, The Proven Way to Lose Weight, Boost Energy, and Cut Your Risk of Disease. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.